Hello, and welcome to The Person You Want to Be. This is Eric Teplitz, bringing you a solo edition of the show. Today's audio essay is an argument for going after what you want, and it is entitled, You Can't Screw Up. A friend of mine recently shared that her college-aged daughter is full of angst, even though outwardly she doesn't show it. Not surprising was the gist of my reply, recalling my own experiences of that stage of life. What was surprising to me, however, was my friend's reply when I asked her the nature or source of her daughter's anxiety. She told me that her daughter lives in a world of woulda, shoulda, coulda, essentially second-guessing all of the decisions she has made and feeling constant discontent about her situation. And she's how old? I asked. One would think such regret could only be acquired with the passage of a certain number of years, as one drifts further and further away from the ideals of youth, not while one is still in her youth. Yet, how many of us, regardless of age, ruminate on pointless what-ifs and if-I-had-onlys? My guess is most or all of us do, just to varying degrees. So I humbly offer up a suggestion today for countering such unhelpful and potentially crippling obsessive thoughts. It all boils down to a four-word mantra. You can't screw up. My friend Max introduced me to this concept many years ago, specifically in the context of the early stages of dating. Let's say you've met someone new, someone wonderful. You really like this wonderful person, and you want to make the best possible impression because, let's face it, this person could be the one. What do you do? Do you call her right away or do you play it cool? Do you text him more than once before you've gotten a reply? How much interest do you show and how soon? How much of your guard do you let down and when? The list of potential worries goes on and on. Here's where you stop, take a deep breath, and remind yourself, you can't screw up. Now, wait a second, I hear you protest. Of course I can screw up. I do the wrong thing or make the wrong impression, and bam, my window of opportunity is gone, never to return. I miss what could be my one chance at true love, and I end up dying penniless and alone. But here's the deal, as my friend Max so eloquently explained. Either there is the potential for a genuine connection with this person of interest to you, or there is not. Now, there may not be for any of myriad reasons. The person may be unavailable, uninterested, ultimately not really compatible with you, or perhaps the timing is just plain off. If any of these things happens to be the case, nothing that you do or don't do will change that. Similarly, if there truly is potential for a connection, that is, the object of your affection is interested, is available, the timing is good, and so on, they will likely forgive or overlook a little bit of clumsiness on your part. In other words, you can't screw up. This is liberating news if you really take it in. If and when you act imperfectly, it's okay. So, go ahead and do what you're moved to. I personally would add the caveat, so long as you're not causing harm to others or their property. Take the chance. Make decisions that are congruent with what you want. If things don't pan out the way you had hoped, perhaps the best attitude to take is to assume that it's for the best. At least you strengthened the muscle of going for it, which no doubt will be of benefit to you in the long run. Plus, you never know what miseries you've been spared by not getting what you thought you wanted. As my dad once put it to me in an offhand comment, be thankful for all the people you never married. So, am I arguing that it is absolute truth that you can't screw up? Of course not. If you're determined to prove me wrong, you will. I am suggesting, however, that adopting this mindset may free you to follow your heart more often and to view whatever happens as being helpful, perhaps even necessary, for your own growth and ultimate fulfillment. Maybe there really is no such thing as screwing up, only gifts and/or lessons that result from every choice you make. By paying attention and accepting each and every gift and lesson that life sends your way, even or maybe especially the ones you keep getting over and over again, you can learn, improve, benefit, grow, or evolve in some way. You always have the option of gleaning something positive from a seemingly negative experience or result through the use of some creative observation. You can always choose to, quote, take a sad song and make it better, unquote. Thank you, Sir Paul McCartney. All actions have consequences, including the lack of action. The question is, what might you do differently if you held the belief, just for a moment, that you can't screw up? If you enjoyed this episode of The Person You Want to Be, please consider subscribing to the show on your favorite podcast platform. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review for the show would be greatly appreciated. Video versions of each episode are available on my YouTube channel, which is simply my name, Eric Teplitz. You can visit my website, ericteplitz.com, to sign up for my free newsletter, schedule a free one-on-one coaching call with me, and much more. Once again, that's Eric Teplitz, ericteplitz.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope this episode inspires you to take at least one action today in the direction of becoming the person you want to be.